Okay, so yesterday we spoke about becoming someone who's respectful of other people, shows respect. And the question is, how do you become that person? Appreciating someone, looking, learning to grow from other people. Those are the goals of showing respect to people. But how do you become someone who's more respectful? How do you condition those traits? So I think there are three or four ideas, and then I think one practical, because sometimes externals affect the internals. I think that the ideas that help us become more respectful of other people is, first of all, to believe in human beings. I think the word humanism for many people sounds antithetical to religion. And many of the humanistic-based ideas that celebrated the centrality of human beings and anthrocentrism were deviations from religion. For many people, the modern world could be described as the displacement of God as the center of the universe and a replacement of human beings as the center of the universe. So people hear the word humanism, and they shut down. Well, we're religious. We worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think that humanism, and if you had to ask me, one of the interesting blends that Rav Lichtenstein had is he was really able to blend incredible avodas Hashem, incredible submission, with a real belief in human beings. So if you define humanism not as pivoting humans in the center of the world, Hashem is the center of everyone's world, we're theocentric, but a real deep belief in human beings, a real respect for human beings, a recognition of two factors, that first of all, human beings have incredible potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Tzelem Elokim, and it's in the depth of that potential, that's something which in Slobodka was deeply, deeply ingrained, Tzelem Elokim and Chesed, not just because you want to relieve the stress of another person, but because you realize that it's a divine tragedy when human beings can't reach their potential, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's potential is being wasted. And not just Tzelem Elokim, but understanding that human beings are kind, and human beings are created good. So much of modern thought is pivoted upon an inherent evil or negativity in human beings. Dostoevsky and George Orwell, Animal Farm, and Chavat HaChayav. So it's hard. We don't buy into that. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us kind and good and upright and noble. And the world tears us down, and the world challenges us. But if you're able to see human beings as having deep potential and innate goodness, then you really are a believer in human beings. My own feeling is that's what drove Rav Lichtenstein's Torah Ramada. His Torah Ramada was very different from the Rav's. The Rav's Torah Ramada was comparing systems and the Kantian system and the halachic system and thesis and antithesis and synthesis. I think Rav Lichtenstein just really believed in human beings. And if someone had an interesting idea to express about religion or God or again, secularism, he really took them seriously, and he really, and so are you, it's really important, especially in today's world, because social media has provided easy microphones. It used to be that microphones were controlled by established media. So CBS, or the New York Times, or EDO decide who got the microphone, who got the front page attraction. And there was some degree of editing and some degree of, again, it's in a way that prevented us from democratic access to news. But in today, everyone has a microphone. And the people that grab the mics more often are people that have toxic or antagonistic or violent things to say, negative things to say, a lot of hate, a lot of racism, a lot of violent talk, a lot of polarized politics, politics of hate, politics of identity. So you could fall into a space where you think the world is full with a lot of loudmouth, obnoxious, hateful people. And the truth is, most normal people are just leading their lives without interest of trying to be famous on Facebook or famous on... There's a lot of talk now in America because this basketball star died, and he really led a life that seemed to sort of transcend just being an athlete. He was a father, and he was a community person, and he was... But there's a tremendous, tremendous inflation of attention just because he's a normal person. There are millions of people that live lives just as moral, if not more, as parents and as community people. And so he was someone that drew attention, and maybe it was a greater challenge for him because he had such celebrity and access to wealth, so maybe he deserves credit for overcoming the Yetzer Hara that others don't. But and most healthy, balanced people don't really care about fame. Their goal in life is not to be known by more people and not to be followed by more people on Instagram. And people that want fame tend to grab it by through ways that attract their attention easily. So you could feel that the world of social media amplifies negative voices rather than highlighting or showcasing moral voices. It's important just to believe in people. Most of the people you meet in this world, speaking to the younger people here, 98% of the people are really kind, good, upright, caring people. Well, we've got a minority of people, and those are the ones that commit acts of terror, and those are the ones that grab the attentions. And not to fall into that space, you become misanthropic. And a lot of Jews are a little bit misanthropic, a little bit racist, because for thousands of years, the world was really against us and the world was really pernicious, but we're really living in a very different world. I'm not naive, anti-Semitism is still here, there's a lot of hatred around, but the world really has changed. Science and reason and enlightenment in many ways, in other ways it's declined. We're not buying into everything in modernity, but it is different to live in 2019 and travel on a plane or a boat with someone who really doesn't want to kill you and is respectful of you and you try to respect them. I think the second way to be someone who's respectful of people is, I mentioned yesterday, to appreciate the complexity of the human condition, to be able to step out of your own perspective, out of your own mind, out of your own... Very often when we disrespect other people, it's because they disagree with us and we can't identify their positive traits. And just if you understand complexity in life, which I think this Yeshiva does a great job, I think reading literature, reading ideas, reading different ideas, read ideas you disagree with, try to find the coherence and the logic in those ideas. So if you realize that life is complex and that people are complex and that people are different and different perspectives and not just political, ideological perspectives, but different traits and character limitations and backgrounds, I think sometimes you say, well, what type of background did that person have and what type of background did you have and how did it prepare you for whatever achievements you feel you're making and how to prepare that person. Just be able to step outside yourself to have that emotional intelligence, not to always see things through your own lens, but to be able to see things through other people's lenses. And the first step, that's of course the end point. When you respect people, you see it through their lens and you grant them validity even though they're different from you. The way to achieve that is understanding life is complex, life is not black and white. It's very dangerous to be simplistic. Simplicity gives you focus and passion, but it also gives you tunnel vision and wooden-headedness, and it's really hard to be able to see things from another perspective. So number two, I would say, is not just to have humanism, but to have an appreciation that people are different, that there are different perspectives. I think number three is, and this is something which I think a lot of people underrate, when Chazal speak about Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, they're not speaking about chesed or even derech eretz, the way we've first defined it. That word derech eretz has been interpreted in many different ways. But what it really means at its core is human conventions. Human beings live in groups. We don't just live on islands. When we live in groups, we establish patterns and norms and decorum and how do you behave on a train and how do you behave on a plane and how do you table manners and niceties and tact. And I think a lot of ideologues have very, very little tolerance for that. Why should I care about table manners? Why should I care about saying thank you? Why should I care about... These things are so transient. They're human conventions. I'm more of a man of Hashem. I'm a man of eternity. In Olam Haba, there's no table manners. No tables. In Olam Haba, there's no politeness. In Olam Haba, there's no... Why should I be polite? Again, I'm not going to run people over. I'm not going to mow them over. If someone needs chesed, I'm still going to perform chesed. But to just be polite and follow the conventions of what's expected. What's expected about how you drive it? What's expected about how you talk in an office? And what's expected about... These are, you know, they're goyish, they're human, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu grounded us in this world, and he wants us to follow them, and he wants us to be part of this world, and that's what Chazal meant by Derech Eretz. It's not chesed. Derech Eretz is not chesed, and Derech Eretz isn't, you know, Derech Eretz is simply politeness, following the norms that most civil people, as human beings, band together. They used to be barbaric, and there's an arc of humanity from barbarism towards greater civility. And that arc runs through history. And again, civility doesn't always provide unconditional benefits. There's some disadvantages. But Hashem wants us to live in civilized settings where we get along and we establish certain patterns by which we can all share resources in a respectful, dignified manner. And again, in the modern world, we have more civility. You have to be on guard. There's some levels of civility that are too excessive. But Hashem wants us to be civil and have decorum and politeness. And once you insert yourself into that, you say, well, why am I spending time on this? Because I respect human beings. And if I respect them, then I have to follow the codes of interaction, follow the expectations. So Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah allows you to. I think the fourth way, this is more of an external, but we always feel that externals help the internals, is just to give people compliments and kavod and feedback in a way that's authentic, in a way that's real. You don't want to fall into sycophantic behavior or false flattery, because that's very, very manipulative. A lot of people say things to everyone just to get on the guy's side or just to build up or beef up their ego in ways that are inauthentic and forged. But if you train yourself to respond to people with compliments and with support and with positive feedback, you are IDing certain positive traits in them because you're forced to, because you want to be authentic. You don't want to be dishonest. So you have to find out, what can I say about that person? You say, oh, that person really has the traits that I'm not sure that I was able to recognize on my own. So that's more of an external that can then germinate internal awareness. But I think the more internal values is how you see human beings. Do you see them as possessing Tzelem Elokim? Do you see them as presenting innate morality that is God-given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers? Number two, do you see differences and complexity and subtlety in life, or you're a one-track mind and my way, the highway, and there's only one way to lead your life? And then number three, are you someone that conforms to, not to be too excessive, but just sometimes you see people, it's not a chisaron in chesed, it's a chisaron in midos, and it keeps stressing the difference between those two words. You just simply can't conform to expected forms of behavior in the public sphere. Just, again, I don't like the cliche, it's just treating people with respect. You show up at a bar mitzvah, you show up at a wedding, you show up at a bais av, like, how do you behave there? Do you walk out quickly? Do you share in people's simcha? Do you share in people's sadness? Do you have sympathy for people? Do you climb into their hearts? It's just simply, this is the way that most kind, caring people respond to others in their daily lives. Okay? So, Mirtz Hashem, on Friday, we'll move on to the next ray. Tomorrow, we'll discuss some pre-tzadik, and then Mirtz Hashem Thursday, some Rashi, and then on Friday, we'll get to the next meeting. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. I was told you're the assistant photographer.
Something like that.
Do you have access to the camera?